This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. From my brother, my brothers and sisters, just a quick reminder of these, or something which is very important to do in these nights. Today here in America, it's the 25th night of Ramadan al-Kareem. And wherever you are, it's one night this way or that way. We are in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, one of the odd nights of which could be Laylatul Qadr. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all Laylatul Qadr, inshaAllah. Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know the famous hadith. She said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I should find Laylatul Qadr, what is the dua I should make? What should I ask Allah for? And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Aisha, ask Allah, Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are the one who forgives, you are the forgiver, you like to forgive, so forgive me. Now, very important, don't get involved in arguments and discussions about Laylatul Qadr, whether it is the 27th or the 25th or the 29th. We go by the word of the Nabi alayhi salam, not by anybody else. Whoever else said, whatever else they said, they are not the Nabi. When we have the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one hand, and we have the word of anybody else on the face of the planet who lived or who lives, we do not take their word if it is not the same as the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not name and did not specify a particular night. He said it is one of the odd nights in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. When our mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha asked him this question, and she said, if I should find, he did not tell her, why are you saying if? It is the 27th. So why do you say if? He didn't say that. He said, if you find it. So she is saying, if I find it, he is saying, if you find it. What does it mean? It means that it is not specified, number one. Now, why is that important? First of all, it's important because we don't want to waste our time in useless arguments and useless discussions, the result of which cannot be positive. Second thing is, it is the hikmah and it is the beautiful wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this specific night, because he wants to establish the fact that his Nabi is privy to secrets and it's not hidden from him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the benefit of worshipping him in all the nights. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hid this. Third thing is that all the signs of Laylatul Qadr, which they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the following morning, the sun will shine with rays which are not harsh. The following morning, right? The following morning. He said, sun will shine with rays which are not harsh. Now think about this. Tomorrow morning I wake up and I find the sun is this beautiful sunlight which is not harsh. I said, fantastic. So last night was Laylatul Qadr. But what was I doing? I was playing video games. Or I was watching football. Or I was watching basketball. And all of these things are happening. They are happening as I speak to you. Or I was fast asleep. I didn't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. I was not even in i'tikaf. Because at least in i'tikaf you sleep. That sleep is ibadah. Not that we should be sleeping in i'tikaf, but... So big deal. So now this is last night. So the night is gone. So what's the good of knowing that on the following day? Third thing is that when the Sahaba and others, when they mentioned and they said, we saw these signs, what they're saying is that that particular night in that time, whether it was 7th century or 9th century or whatever century, according to their assessment, could have been Laylatul Qadr. It does not override and supersede the statement of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say that it is hidden. So don't get into arguments. What must you do? Make dua. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhikr of Allah, tilawatul Quran, nawafil, and make dua. This is the time to make dua in this night. And what must you make dua for? Pick the thing that you think is impossible and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the du'as that His Anbiya alayhi salam made to Him. And they look like they are impossible. Because Zakariya alayhi salam's du'a, right? If you take Surah Maryam, the opening ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually taught us how to make du'a. Nida and khafiya, quiet voice, not screaming, ya Allah, no. Quiet voice, in salah, in his mihrab. And what is he doing? He is doing two things. One, he is begging Allah with a broken heart. He's begging Allah. He's putting his helplessness before Allah. He says, Ya Allah, I am an old man. My hair is white. My bones are brittle. They have become weak. I don't have the strength I used to have. My wife, she is beyond the age of childbirth. But give me an heir. Give me someone to carry forward my work of preaching your religion. He didn't say, give me a second wife. He says, give me an heir, give me a son from the same wife. He's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something which apparently is impossible. So he's saying, Ya Rab, I am weak, my wife is beyond the age of childbirth, but give me an heir. So what is Allah showing us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that put your helplessness before Him, Jalla Jalalu, and ask Him in keeping with His khudrat, with His power and glory and majesty. Who is Allah? Allah is the one who brought out a pregnant female camel from a rock for the people of Salih alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who split the moon for the Quraysh by the ishara, by the signal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hand, blessed hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who ordered the fire. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِ بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. He ordered the fire to become cool and a means of safety for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who, when Isa alayhi salam was in danger of being killed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him up alive to Himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us multiple times and multiple places in the Quran of the du'as of His Anbiya alayhi salam and what He did with them. This is the one we are asking. This is the one who sustains and protects everything. I mentioned to you the stories, my stories here in America of small birds in this winter. Minus 20 degrees Celsius temperature. Freezing cold, ice everywhere, snow everywhere. And little birds, the black-capped chickadee, for example, this big, smaller than a sparrow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps it protected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feeds it. It lives through the winter here. It doesn't migrate. Lives through the winter here and comes out on the other end safe. This is the one we are asking. So ask, keeping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and majesty and glory in mind. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power has no limits. Allah's treasures have no limits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ability to change and do things has no limits. يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَحْكُمُ مَا يُرِيدُ. He can do whatever He wishes. He can order whatever He wishes. خَالِقُ كُلِّ أَشْيَاءُ وَالْأَحْوَالِ. He is the creator of all things and of all conditions. This is the one we are asking. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Find the most impossible thing that you think and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are Malik? He is the king. Ta'ala Allahul Malikul Haqqu la ilaha illa huwa Rabbul Arshil Kareem. All glory be to the king who is the true king, the Rabb of the throne, of the glorious throne of the Arshul Kareem. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This world belongs to Allah. It does not belong to all the monkeys who are pretending to be kings and queens and presidents and prime ministers and whatnot and running and creating chaos everywhere. It doesn't belong to them. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these are playing games. All of these are, you know, they're like spiders building webs and fighting each other. All it takes is one person to come in with a broom and sweep and all the spiders and all the spiders' webs go into the garbage can. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for peace, for harmony, for justice, for compassion, for the destruction of oppressors everywhere. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on us because we have lost mercy. Our hearts have become hard like rocks. Our eyes have dried. Our tears don't flow anymore. Because we have seen so much misery and we have seen so much negativity, and may Allah protect us from ourselves. And this social media has bombarded us with so much negativity that our hearts have become hard. We have become completely immune. I remember many, many, many years ago, I must have been about maybe 14 or something like this. I went to buy chickens in Mazam Jahe market in Hyderabad. And I had a cycle. I used to cycle. And so I went to buy chickens there. Now, as I entered there, there was this, inside the market, there's shops all around and big courtyard. Now, whole bunch of chicken sellers. So they slaughter the chicken right in front of your eyes and they skin it, defeather it, and the innards and so on, they take out all the intestines and stuff. And all that stuff, the intestines and everything else, raw, they just throw it in a heap in the middle of that market. And there are dogs feeding off that and all that. Now, that is their standard. And that has been lying there. It lies there at least for 24 hours, if not more. Now, you can imagine, as I walked in there, I almost threw up. The stink was incredible. Because it's decomposing raw chicken guts, right? I mean, there's can't get nastier than that. But to my intense surprise, and remember, I'm now 67 years old. This is a memory from 14 years old. To my intense surprise, the chicken sellers, they were all happily sitting there. Somebody's doing some work. Somebody's drinking tea. Somebody's eating pan. They're chatting. They're joking. That smell, that terrible, terrible stink, they were immune to it. Completely immune to it. I mean, I almost stopped breathing. Right? With the greatest difficulty, I stayed there as long as it took me to get the chicken. And I came out of there, and I took a deep breath and I said, Subhanallah, look at these people. How can they bear that? And then it struck me, they can bear it because they have been seeing that and smelling that day in and day out. The first day, one of them would have gone in there, his reaction would be the same. Second, third, fourth, fifth, tenth, week, 2 week, month, 2 months, he's completely immune to that. That's what has happened to our hearts. We have become immune to misery. We have become immune to suffering. We have become immune to injustice. We have become immune to bloodshed. Our hearts have died. The sign of life is the ability to feel pain. When a patient, doctors, you know, I mean, of course nowadays they have scans and whatever, but usually when they check to see if a patient is dead, they do something to they poke it with a needle or something, they, you know, poke the hand or foot or something, or they open the eye and they touch the pupil. And if there's no reaction to pain, then they say, okay, patient is dead. It's not a question of, do you recognize somebody, or, you know, if they come and tell you a joke, are you laughing or no? Were you able to speak? No. The ability to feel pain is the final sign of life. As long as we have the ability to feel pain, you are alive. When the ability to feel pain goes, you are dead. You are pronounced dead. That has happened to our hearts. Our hearts no longer have the ability to feel pain. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that this ummah is like one body. When one part of the body aches, the whole body feels the pain. Is that true anymore? You know the answer, I know the answer. We need to change that. Not in others, in ourselves. Let's look at ourselves. That's the only thing which Allah gave in our control, which is ourselves. So in these nights, make lots and lots of dua. Ask for the impossible. And all the stuff I told you is impossible. And of course, in your own personal lives, whatever is going on, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you and to cure that. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to accept your du'as with khair and afiyah and to give you more from His generosity and grace. And please make du'a for me as well. Make lots and lots and lots of du'a. Allah said, Uduni astajib lakum. Ask me, I will give you. In the ayat of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانَ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ Allah said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Nabi, O my beloved, when my slaves ask about me, I am close to them. Let them ask me, I will give them. Let them obey me and let them have faith in me so that they may be guided. So this is the time for dua. Don't waste it. Do not waste it in doing this and that. Make dua. Make lots and lots of dua. And beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. We have complete and total faith in our Rabb Jalla Jalalu. He will accept. So ask Him. He told us to ask, so ask Him. Ask Him in His glory, in the names of His glory and majesty, in His beautiful names. And tell Him, ask Him and say, Ya Rabb, You told me Uduni, I'm asking You. So give me. Give me because I am asking You. There's no other reason. Give me because You can give me. There's nothing to stop You. You are not bound by any rule. You don't need anything. Whatever I am asking You, You don't even need that. So give me. Ask Allah, beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put the words in your mouth that He wants to hear. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you until you are tired of taking. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِلَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَا مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Start with istighfar. Give charity. Start with istighfar. My brothers and sisters, this time is gone. We are one step away from death. And no amount of regret will help when we see Malakul Maut. Do it now. Make istighfar. Ask Allah to forgive. And He will forgive. He promised to forgive. We ask Allah to forgive us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that we ask with khair and afiyah. And to add to that from His Majesty and Grace, وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ